Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was fired by my GI doctor. Is that even normal for a doctor to fire a patient? Have you ever even heard of such a thing?
I mean, that's got to feel bad. You don't feel good about yourself. They didn't say, like, go home and get your affairs in order, right? What did they say when they called you?
They didn't even call me. They made the nurse call me.
Oh, that's a cop-out right there, right? Doc. That's not cool.
I'm Anna. That's Raven. 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever been fired by your doctor before? It was the strangest thing. So I've been seeing the same GI doctor for at least 7 or 8 years now.
Right, right.
I got a lot of issues. You know, I'm not going to go in too much depth because you...
Yeah, please don't.
I won't.
It's early in the morning.
Right. Raven knows enough to know that I shouldn't.
Right.
But I called because I was having an issue with the medication, and I was like, hey, I'm like, this isn't working, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you called your doctor for doctor type stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do when you need somebody to help. You call a doctor.
And the nurse called me back the following day, and she said, hi, I have a message from you from Dr. So-and-so. I said, okay. And I thought it was going to be like, hey, I'm going to try something new.
Right.
You know, but I call
in
the prescription once you come in.
Yeah, that type of thing. Normal doctor stuff again.
Dr. So-and-so would like for me to tell you that she doesn't think there's anything she can do for you, and she wishes you the best. I was like, what?
The nurse broke up with you.
The nurse broke up with me.
It's like seventh grade. They call you on total phone back in the 90s and break up with you.
I don't know what's worse, getting broken up by a text from your doctor.
Right.
It's like when you, exactly, when you're in middle school and Johnny's best friend, Anthony,
calls you.
And tells you,
or he flips you a football note, a note, you know, folded up like a football,
and says,
right to you in class. See, this may be hard for you to understand, young people now at this point, is that we did not have text messages or instant messages before.
So we used to have to write things on pieces of paper, fold them up like footballs, and then flick them at each other across the classroom.
And if you had three people on the phone at the same time, that's what they called total phone.
Right.
And only your rich friends had total phone on their home phone. Nobody else.
Not rich people. I had total phone.
No, it took a little while to get the total phone.
Right.
Total phone was out before your family brought it into the house, whether you know it or not, Anna Zapp.
Either way, my doctor fired me, as soon as she said it and the words came out of her mouth, I was confused.
Right.
I was like, what?
It doesn't sound real.
Right.
I got to be honest. I've never been fired by a doctor. But one thing that's happening is all my doctors are just moving away. So I kind of feel like maybe it's like that Adele song where the guy like moves to
another
continent.
Country.
Right.
Just to get away from you.
To get away from her so he can get a new pretty young wife or whatever. And no, he doesn't want to get together and work out the damn old feelings.
So that's the thing is that you start questioning yourself as a patient.
Right.
I only have to go see her once a year just to fix my medication or whatever.
I mean,
and I'm like, what did I do wrong?
It can't be the first time they saw that rash.
Right. There's no way. I'm the only one that has these IBS issues in the world.
Oh, I go, man.
Last time I was there, she made me wait an hour. I didn't even complain to her face.
Right.
And still you fired me? You made the nurse fire me?
You didn't blast him on Yelp or anything like that,
no!
Right? Yeah, there's no reason
Nothing.
Here whatsoever.
If you've ever been fired by your doctor, 1-800-330-9999, or if you know a really good GI doctor that'll take me on, can you reach out, please? I was fired by my GI doctor. I mean, who even knew that a doctor could fire you? And she didn't even have the nerve to call herself.
I know.
She made the nurse call me to tell me that there's nothing else that they can do for me.
It's terrible.
I wasn't expecting it.
Right.
It was like being like laid off when you don't see it coming.
Or it's seventh grade and somebody else walks up to you at the lunchroom and dumps you for their friend.
Oh.
That's just terrible, man.
I'm Anna. That's Raven. It was a strangest situation. I called because my medication was expensive. I didn't think it was working very well. I wanted to see if there was another option. The next day, the nurse calls and says, there's nothing doctors Dr. So-and-so can do for you anymore. We wish you the best.
To be clear, you hadn't called them 17 times for this.
No.
And every time you went in to talk with this doctor, you went in for an appointment. So you played their game, and they had no interest in playing the game back with you. It's a little bit different for me. My doctors don't fire me. They just leave the state to get away from me.
Which, right. Actually,
it's been like three of them.
Yeah, it's
kind of comical at this point.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Were you ever fired by your doctor?
I mean, yes. I can't even believe that this happened to other people. I thought it was just us. But yes, I was fired by my doctor. It was actually the wife. She's the office manager, and she got mad because I refused to pay a $15 copay on a follow-up of a PPD, which the insurance company told me I didn't have to do that. And then she went along and sent the whole family letters that they could no longer service us.
When I approached
the doctor about it, he said there's nothing he can do. She was 50% owner and he felt bad, but there was nothing he can do.
So he just throws it back on his wife and goes, yep, she's here. She's got 50% of everything. Wow. That's quite a cop-out from a guy who's got a degree.
Yeah, that's
it's not like we didn't have a relationship, and she just, like, destroyed everything.
This is a thing. So, overbilling, it runs rampant in the medical industry. And you see this, like, with your physicals and stuff like that. Like, if you really read your policy, certain things are supposed to be included. It's a lot like fighting with the office manager is, like, trying to get them to accept the coupon at, like, the grocery store.
Right, but then they can fire you.
Right. It's true. It's too much power for one person.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did a doctor ever fire you?
No, a doctor never fired me, but I run an automotive repair shop in Brooklyn, and I have to tell you that the new thing that happens in customer service is that we fire difficult customers.
Hey, so you fire people that come to you for a new muffler? I gotta know.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Wait, am I difficult?
Absolutely.
I'm not saying you.
Maybe
what I'm saying is that when a customer comes in, it's not always about, and we don't feel the customer's always right anymore, or in a doctor's office, the client's always right.
It's amazing.
It's about customer service and a flowing process, and when people complicate that, we fire them as customers.
I mean, I didn't. Now I'm like questioning every interaction I've ever had with this doctor. I'm like. Was right. I nice?
Did
was
you slight annoyed? Them? Did you roll your eyes?
Was right. she annoyed that I had to bring my children to the appointments? Maybe she got tired of seeing the kids in there. Oh, my God. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. If you ever get fired by your doctor, you could also head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.